and it apparently was made in Ontario, and it's sort of a Airstream-esque knockoff that looks more Avion-ish than Airstream. But, you know, I really looks like more like a 50s Airstream as opposed to a 13-panel 50s Airstream as opposed to this thing was late 60s, I believe.
Quick Google for Tin Can Tour shows it was made in Baroda, Michigan.
Okay, well, I'm wrong on both accounts.
But it looks exactly like the like an Airstream, maybe a little more square. So I'd imagine that the same kind of construction is probably pretty close to the same kind of things that we have to do, which would be frames and floors.
Yes.
And that sort of thing.
Well, we worked on an airlight a few years ago, and I think that was it got taken over by El Rey or something.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's also a knockoff. One thing I did notice about the knockoffs, they're similar construction, but they've made, although they, you know, solved some problems that Airstreams had, they've created others. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, this one's way better than Airstream, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, whatever, Airstream still exists, so it can't be that bad. but, yeah, they don't necessarily, when they go off and build their knockoff, they don't necessarily solve all the problems.
Yeah, so, Lindsay, you might have some luck researching a Tin Can Tourist. They seem to have a little bit on their website. So hopefully that can help you out. We got this next one from Grant Davidson. Hello, Tim and Colin. Early in episode 303, Colin talks about clear LED lights that he has used that combines tail lights and turn signals and brake lights, all and backup lights all in one. I tried to find such one but couldn't. Can you please help with the manufacturer or part number?
Well.
Magic light?
Yeah, I remember them. I don't have that information in front of me. What I can tell you is one of my clients who worked at a trucking firm in Montreal found them for his trailer. And we're doing work in his trailer. We're still doing work on his trailer. But he brought them down, and he bought extras or something. And we put them on another customer motorhome. So I know they do come from one of the major truck lighting companies. It's not some kind of mystery thing. It's and they are round, or I think they call them 4-inch or something, 3-4-inch. I think it's 4-inch. And, you know, they insert into those sort of rubber grommet donut things, you know, into a hole in the skin. And they do have, you know, chromed plastic bezels and stuff that go around them.
Mm-hmm.
So any of these round taillights that you see on the back of trucks, this is the same size as that. But, you know, generally the trucks I see, it's all red for the red lights, obviously, and then clear for the backup lights. But anyway, these lights, they look clear when you're looking at them, but they do all the different things. And, you know, maybe I can try pulling one out tomorrow, and maybe they got some manufacturer name on the back of it. But
okay.
I know it's common truck stuff. It's just I haven't gone down to our local trucking supply place to see if they've got them. But they got to be out there online someplace.
Yeah. Well, our go-to LED guy is m4led.com. And if you go there and you can use the code VAP5 for 5% off, Steven will help you out. And I don't know if he has a fixture. So between him and Vintage Trailer Supply, that's the places to look for fixtures. And maybe between the two, you can find something that'll work.
Yeah, we'll be going to those LED lights for a customer, because we're doing a 58 caravaner right now, and actually I think they're coming Friday to look at the trailer.